Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Less than 10 minutes away from your chance to play Y98's Pick Your Present while we're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Let's talk about 2024's biggest flops. We're going to look back at some of the moments that were just a complete flop on the show. And nobody's perfect, and we are probably the farthest show from perfect. So AB has been documenting this, actually, the entire year, writing down moments that just completely failed on the show or moments that did not go well. And she's been keeping it in her notes, and then she's going to throw out five of them, and we'll rank them where we want. What is the biggest flop of 2024? And we'll do it blind ranking style. We know that's popular on social media, so we'll do a blind ranking style. So one through five. Number one being the biggest flop of the year.
Yes.
Okay.
I know my number one.
Well, we'll just start off with a classic, the infamous Cardinals broadcast.
Oh my God.
Yeah. One? Can I go one? That was horrible for me.
That was terrible.
So, to remember what the Cardinals broadcast, at opening day.
For Brett, it was definitely one.
Yeah. No, for Kevin.
Opening day, we tried to go and do an opening day broadcast, and we never got on the air. And then, just so we're all clear, like an engineer came by the station and he just sat there, drank coffee, goes, I don't know how to fix this thing. This, like, you know, this gadget over here doesn't work. And Kevin and I could not figure it out. Oh, so we never did an opening day broadcast. We just never were on the air. We just sat at opening day drinking.
Oh, it was just, it was so. The word's not embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
Like, it was just, oh.
All right,
oh.
Where do you guys want to rank it? I rank it one, but I'll willing to hear other people.
Oh, my gosh, guys. It was funny. We ended up drinking mimosas. I'm going three.
Three?
That's a one. This is a one for me.
Let's go three. Let's go in the middle because we don't know what else we got.
All right. Okay.
And we did get mimosas. They did give us alcohol for free over there at Ballpark Village.
Okay, number three. Our next one is Kevin learning he has Raynaud's disease after we made him stand outside in the freezing cold for a photo shoot.
So we got to do a photo shoot with City SC, and it was freezing cold. We got new jerseys, new kits, and we stood out in the cold for so long that Kevin goes, guys, my hand is turning like black and blue.
And we all were like, so are our hands. We're all cold.
You're fine.
Hours later, Kevin's like, guys, my hand's not changing back.
Yeah.
But he's alive. He didn't die. Alive. I think that's five.
He has some sort of disease now.
Yeah, I think that's five.
Oh,
I think it's a five. And then I'm the one who has it.
Because
we eventually almost killed him in the U-Haul later in the same year.
Yeah.
So we almost killed Kevin multiple times.
It wasn't the worst health thing we did to Kevin this year. I'll give it a five.
We're like South Park.
Okay, a more recent one. Someone attempting to steal Brett's car in the middle of the show and just totaling it instead.
Oh, my God. That's...
One? Everything's
maybe two.
Yeah, damn. I was going to think a two.
Damn,
two?
Yeah,
we don't
two.
Know what the other two are.
Okay.
And they did. Yeah. They were trying to be a Kia boy, and they couldn't even be a Kia boy.
I feel like they would have been better off if they would have actually stolen my car. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's number two, or are we going to go four? Because it only affected me, though.
I think two. We all
feel bad for
it.
Okay.
AB had to pick you up from work.
It's affected everybody. They put the gate back down.
Yeah.
It has affected everybody, even outside of this studio.
Yeah.
We got full staff emails. We got security 5 days
The security guard's
week.
Now in here 5 days
literally.
A week.
Literally.
They've actually hired extra security. Actually, the security guard walks me out to my car now. I have like a
personal detail.
Yeah. All right. So we have one and four still available.
Okay. The next one is my ulcer.
Oh, that's bad.
That was never ending. So AB had like a finger ulcer. I didn't even know you can get that. And it would like, and then she had to like be wrapped up forever.
I had to go to the ER the night before our big convention we were going to in California.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's got to go one.
No, the only reason why I wouldn't give it a one, and no offense, AB, she recovered.
Yeah. Made a full recovery.
Exactly. If she could no longer edit, it would be a one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do four.
If I lost a finger,
you gotta
lose all of her limbs.
For
she's
that
not
reason,
getting
it's a four.
You gotta lose a finger to be number one up in here, okay? We've had a lot of big flops, okay, AV?
Okay, so this next one is number one.
Yeah.
Number
one. We saved the number one spot for this. Come on.
Okay.
Be something terrible.
Come on.
Hannah throwing up in a bush after our Easter egg hunt.
Oh, hell,
because we made her take a hot sauce shot.
Okay, guys, I'm glad that was number one. My throat has never recovered from that.
We wasted our number one spot on Hannah.
It does feel wasted.
Yeah, it does.
No, that was so bad. You don't even know.
No, I can relate. I was with you. I was with you throwing up the hot sauce.
Whatever. We wasted our number one spot on Hannah.
Cardinals broadcast.
Cardinals
broadcast.
We're moving it back up. And the show has had a lot of flops in 2024. Well, see you in 2025, maybe.